know, on the weekends, we always do something during the day, usually, like, you know, if it's nice out, an outdoor activity, or we go to the gym together. And lately, he's just been like, you know, I need to go to the library. I need to go work on work.
Ah, yes, the library.
Does he ever go to the library?
Does he read?
What'd you say?
Does he read?
Yeah, he is a big reader, actually. But he does a lot of research for his companies. So, you know, if he's not in the office, you know, doing work, he's usually on the computer doing work. So, I mean, he definitely does a lot of work from home, so I know that. But lately, it's just been more than usual. And
okay, so let's get to, Heather, let's get to how you know he's cheating. You, first of all, why were you snooping on his email?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
And, Sky, I'm interested in what you think about that, snooping on email. Sky?
Yeah?
Well, talk to me. Don't you think that's kind of messed up?
Well, I would like to say that I believe it's totally messed up, and that's something I would never do. But that would be a lie.
You would do that.
Excuse me. Yeah, if I, like, pretty much knew 99.9% that my man was cheating, then I would, yes, I would cross that line.
If you were 99.9% sure he was cheating, what's the point of going through the email?
For proof, so when he then tries to lie to my face, I can say, sorry, sucka.
Face.
Thank you.
Face.
That's right, Eddie.
Now, would you actually say face? Would you actually hold your hand up and go face?
Yes, I would.
Or would you use something older like, that's pretty fly?
Well, it doesn't really apply.
Sucker.
So.
You've been punked.
Oh, well, no. Face.
So, Heather, you went through his email.
Ooh, push it.
I went through his email, and I'm not proud of doing that, but honestly.
Shouldn't be.
I love this man, and I want to get to the bottom of this, and I want to know if I should be able to continue on being with him and being able to trust him. And
so what'd you see?
I saw some really, really disturbing emails.
That's right.
What do you mean disturbing?
Yeah.
Well, obviously he's cheating on me. That's the whole point. I mean, obviously these women aren't women that he's working with, because, and even if they are these women that he's working with, if you don't discuss sexual things, you know, over email with
okay. Now listen. I'm listen.
Eddie.
If he's discussing sexual things,
what was that?
Yeah, I just thought you may want to make a note of that.
Now, why
for no reason? In a loving relationship, I would never do something like that, Sky.
Wow. Well, here's what I don't understand. Hang on a minute.
Sky with the brown helmet on Eddie.
Here's what I don't understand. What I don't understand is, you know, I mean, if you know that it's like that, first of all. If he's saying to somebody, he's talking about sex with somebody online, although that's not very cool, it doesn't make him a cheater.
When he's saying, I can't wait to see you, waiting until next time, we should plan a weekend together, I just got to see when, you know, I can get away from Heather, obviously that's a little bit more than just talking.
Well, that's a little damning. I don't
know. See what I'm talking? Jerk face.
Well,
a woman's intuition says, he's cheating.
What I don't even know that it's intuition. You know, it's on paper. Yeah, you don't need intuition. You read it.
You know what? I think in order to figure that one out, you need some kind of street smarts.
Yeah, apparently.
Heather, what if we call him, though, and we offer him this hotel night stay, and we ask him the name of his guest? What if he says Heather? And, you know what I mean?
Dude, and if he doesn't, we have Sam.
Well, if he says Heather, obviously it'll lessen my suspicions, but I'm still going to probably be a little suspicious.
Heather's 28 years old and believes that her boyfriend, Ed, is cheating on her. They've been dating over 3 years. He's 30 years old, and what we do is we're going to call him, and we are going to offer him a night stay at a hotel. We're going to tell him that we're going to give him a free gift basket if he stays with us, and that we just need the name of the person that's going to be arriving with him to the hotel to put on a card for the gift.
This poor bastard has no idea what's about to hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Deserves every second of it.
So we allow Heather to jump in if he says the wrong name, right?
Yes. And Heather, I'm going to ask you to, if you do jump in, just don't cuss, okay?
Okay.
And just wait until he says something before you speak up, okay?
Okay.
Hang on. Here we go.
This is crazy. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Okay, we gotta be quiet.
That's crazy.
Be quiet.
Okay, sorry.
It didn't work because we were making so much noise.
Oh, sorry.
What did it work?
We have to. Our phone system is so antiquated. that you can't make a phone call if there's one sound heard. Mm. Like if you're dialing the numbers. And
antiquated.
You,
that's old.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
We start making noise again?
No.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Ed, please?
Yeah, this is Ed.
Ed, my name is Ray. I'm calling from San Diego's newest premier high-rise hotel located in the heart of the Gas Lamp Quarter. And I just wanted to tell you this morning you've been selected as one of 25 San Diegans to enjoy a complimentary night stay at the Orion Hotel. Absolutely no cost to you, so congratulations.
Well, thank you.
The Orion Hotel would also like to extend a complimentary gift basket to you. It will include strawberries and champagne with your name and the name of a guest printed on the inset of the card. And I just need to let you know that we will be taking your credit card when you check in. And the only thing that that will be used for is any charges that you incur with a telephone or if you rent movies or if you get anything from the mini bar. And you have up to 30 days to pick the night of your stay, so you don't have to pick right now, okay?
Okay.
But congratulations, and we will have a, when you do check in, we'll have a gift basket waiting for you. As I said, strawberries and champagne. All we need is the name of your guest, and we can add that to the card.
Okay. That sounds cool. Do I have to... What do you need from me right now?
I have your name already. I just need the name of your guest, and later you can decide what night you want to stay. So I just need the name of your guest.
Oh, okay. Well, that could be tricky depending on the night, but
You can change it at any time, by the way.
Change it? All right. Well, to be safe, I guess you could put Jennifer, J-E-N, it's actually with two N's.
Ed, you're, Ed, this is Mikey, you're on the radio.
Wait, he's spelling it.
Oh. Ed, this is Mikey, you're on the radio, and I just want to let you know that you're on Rock 105.3, it's the Mikey Show. Your girlfriend Heather is on the line.
What, hello?
Heather?
I'm in shock right now, like, I cannot believe.
Why?
Yeah, why are you in shock?
Who's Jennifer? I mean, I had a feeling that you were cheating on me. I had a feeling, but I was praying and hoping in the back of my mind that you weren't cheating on me, and this was all just a bad nightmare. Obviously, I was wrong. The past 3 years has meant absolutely, absolutely nothing to you. I mean, I'm so confused. I don't understand.
Oh, God.
I just moved.
Is that all you had to say?
You son of a bitch. I'm about to go off on you, too.
Heather, why is Heather surprised? She felt like she knew this going in.
She read his emails.
Hey, you down with all prepaid?
Oh, no.
Cheating on me. I mean, what do you have to say for yourself? And first of all, who is Jennifer? Is that the girl that you've been emailing?
Were you checking
my
email?
Are you there?
Are you checking my email?
Other
that is not the
property.
Point. The point is I want to know, are you cheating on me? Who are you cheating on me with? Who is this Jennifer girl?
What are you doing reading?
Oh, my. Did you hear that? I'm not cheating on you with anybody.
Wow, going
and
for
who's
the save.
Jennifer, you
going
dumbass?
Wait. In all fairness.
Business dinner with someone having champagne and strawberries in a hotel room that you just got for free.
Heather, to be fair, let's let Ed explain himself.
Please.
How can I explain it?
Ed, go ahead.
Frame by frame.
Why are you reading my email?
You know what you need to explain yourself, Ed? You need to take that free hotel room that you thought you were going to get and actually pay for a real one tonight because you were not sleeping in bed with me.
That's right.
At the house with me tonight. You were out. I cannot believe that you would do this.
Ed?
I can't believe you'd do this.
Let him explain.
Ed, would you like to? Ed, do you want to explain? You said that you could explain it. Who's Jennifer?
Jennifer is someone who enjoys strawberries.
Oh my idiot.
This guy is a genius.
She likes strawberries.
Hey. What if he met her in the produce aisle?
Shut up, Eddie. You shut your mouth, Eddie.
All heads are jerks.
Offer it.
All heads are jerks. All of them.
Well, I'm not Ed, so I'm fine.
Probably not to be said on the radio. I'm so upset right now. I can't even believe this is happening.
Don't you even care about her feelings? Like, you seem to not care at all right now.
What if he's on StrawberryLovers.com?
Eddie.
Shut
Eddie.
Just made that up.
Come on.
No,
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but this is serious. This is so heartbreaking to me, and I really don't find it to be funny.
Me neither.
Listen.
It's not my fault that you're allergic to the strawberries.
What a jerk. Come on, dude. Don't
you
do that. Don't
Ed,
do that. Don't
you're not
do that.
Funny at all.
That's probably
this
not the best time for jokes, Eddie.
You've been with for 3
yeah,
years.
Ed.
Don't even think about coming home. Okay?
Really?
It's over with.
All right. Well, that's too bad.
Oh, my God.
What the F?
All right, Ed.
Do you not have a heart, sir?
Ed, I'm going to let you go.
You're not even trying to. You don't even care, dude?
Well, it's pretty much over and done with, can't you tell? I mean, she's been going through my emails. I can't trust her.
Oh,
you can't trust her.
Wait a minute, Ed. Are you breaking?
Fault.
Are you breaking up with Heather, Ed?
Of course I am. I couldn't pay a woman to go through my emails. The relationship's built on trust. I can't trust her.
But what about a guy who lies and cheats?
You've been cheating on her.
Can I point something out? This is the control that a man can have. When he's this guy is effectively trying to turn the tables, and I guarantee you later today, when they talk, which they will, he will say to her, you could say whatever you want. You went through my emails.
That's right.
I'm going to be nauseous.
I guarantee you he will say that.
Well, because he's a dick.
Heather, I'm very sorry.
Yeah, me too. But at least I know the truth. Okay.
I'm so sorry,
Heather,
sweetie.
I'm sorry. I'm
there's
very sorry, Heather.
What about the strawberries?
Heather, I'm telling you that there is somebody better out there for you, okay?
Oh, my head.
You don't deserve this kind of crap, Heather.
You deserve a much better guy.
Let me get this straight.
Eddie? Shut up,
if
Eddie.
If the basket would have been plums and champagne,
Eddie?
He would have sent his girlfriend.
Shut up.
Eddie.
I'm trying to get to the bottom
of this. Heather, I'm going to let you go, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay.
I just want to point out to Ashley that I will never pull this on you if you would ever take my calls.
Oh. Well, that's
another. Good luck, Ed.
Interesting.
That was weird, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to Ed. What a dick.
Well.
You don't take any of Craig Gass's calls, Ashley?
Wait, I don't know.
How come you don't take his calls?
Don't
you don't answer the phone?
From.
What's the deal? You see his phone ringing, you don't answer the phone?
No, I know.
You're worse than Ed.
He called me one time when he was in town, but I didn't call him back.
Did you leave a message,
then.
Craig?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did.
Did he leave a number?
Oh, I have his number.
She got the number.
You never called him back?
Was strawberries involved?
I didn't call him back, but it was like.
Did you go through his emails?
I got to call my friend Mike, who can hook me up with a free hotel room for a night.
Yeah, exactly. P1 Carlos.
Hey, Mikey.
What's up?
I wanted to point something out. He said it was tricky. Tricky, it depends on the day. What did he mean by that?
Yeah, what did that mean, it depends on the
that
day?
Means that he has two awesome ladies, and he didn't know which one
or
to pick.
More.
Yeah. He didn't know which days Jennifer would be available.
I think he has more than just two.
Jennifer.
P1 John.
Hey, John. Keep it down.
P1 Chris. Chris, you there? The people hanging up. P1 Russell.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, Mikey. She can't trust him. If he's the one cheating on her, she's probably the faithful one.
Well, I'm sure she is the faithful one, dude. Nobody's calling Heather into question.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but God, look at the way he's treating her. I mean, God, who would ask somebody for strawberries, even if she's allergic, still take her.
See, this is a good example of a call that should have been screened out. I know that Boston Rob sometimes was curious. Well, you know, what do I screen out there, Mike? You know, this is a perfect.
Yeah, Mikey, it's Jeff. I just want to state the obvious.
Mike, this is P1 Ron. I just wanted to say it sounds like this guy's not very nice. And what is she doing?
Hang on, sir. I'll put you right on.
Yeah. Make sure you turn your radio up and
and curse.
Yeah. And either curse and either call him Jeff or Jer or Howard. No, call him Howard when you get on the
he
air.
He loves it.
Say, hey, thank you for taking my call, Howard.
And a quick Baba Booey as you hang
up. Yeah. And fa fa fo fo to you.
Go Sox.
Yeah, Brett, are you there?
Go Sox.
Brett, go ahead.
Yeah, dude, this guy doesn't even know what day
Another great call coming through from Boston Rob.
Wow.
Yeah. Ah, sir, you can't complete a sentence. I'll put you right on. Yeah.
There is worse feeling than being cheated on. I don't think there's any, you know.
No, there is. It's called having a bad phone screening day, and you're trying to get something on.
I just wanted to call in. I wanted to say that, you know, maybe one of the aspects that Mikey's not looking at here is, you know, that it takes two to tango, and if she knew about this, she probably should have broke up with him instead of doing it on the air.
You know what, sir? You're way too articulate and make too much sense. I'm afraid I'm going to have to move on to the next call.
Bad call.
Yeah, Mikey's show. Can I help you?
Come and see.
Perfect. Turn your radio up. Call Mikey Howard and cuss. I'm going to put you right on the air. Right on the air.
That's brutal. Yeah, get him, Mike.
Oh, look at that.
Uh-oh.
Hey, B-Rob.
Uh-oh.
You see that? Ashley wants me to come after you.
What is this? I just heard that.
You put two of the worst calls through ever, and Ashley wants me to tear you a new one for
you. Yeah.
How do you like that?
I think.
Let's see how he did. Let's see if he did any better on the next one. P1D, are you there?
God.
Hey, yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I feel for Heather. I went through the same situation she did. So there was nothing wrong with her going through his emails because she was 99.9 sure.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Girl.
Just because he's behaving in a certain way, two wrongs don't make a right, Sky. You can't do that.
Excuse me, if you were in...
Excuse me?
Excuse me.
You know people do that to me in the hallway now, right?
Excuse me?
I'm like, excuse me, trying to fill my water bottle. Can you not walk me? Thank you. Excuse me.
Well, they walk up to you and go, excuse me?
Yeah, like I'm blocking the aisle because I'm filling my water bottle. And they go, excuse me? Excuse me?
We got to take a break. We'll be back. That was probably from early last year. Craig Gass was a guest in our studio that day. Craig Gass is a good friend of mine who I met. He came into the studio years ago, just walked in and said, hey, my name's Craig Gass. I'm a comedian. Can I come on the air? And now he comes in every once in a while, and he does voices, and he does something called Craig Gass Theater. And he was in that day hanging out when we did a Cheater's Hotel. That's just what the Mikey Show sounds like. Guys, I'm glad that's over.
Oh, wow.
Holy moly, that was crazy.
I want to say for the record, I could not have done that, Eddie, if you were not there.
Oh, dude.
Dude, I don't know how you and Sky did that cooking thing last year without a sous chef.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think our dishes were a little bit more simple.
Yes, definitely.
That helped. I mean, the stuff that I can't speak for Shauna because I didn't even really see what she cooked, but the stuff that we made was crazy. Like, we had a lot of ingredients, and it was definitely had to be a two-man operation. So, we killed it, man.
Jay and Smash from Promotions are like freaking professionals. You know what I mean?
I feel so bad. For them.
You guys, I don't know how you set that thing up.
That was awesome.
I don't know how you set that thing up, but that was gnarly awesome.
Yeah.
It was just...
You guys are the best.
It was awesome. They had a stage out there for us. They had all the stuff to cook with. There wasn't one thing wrong. Mm-hmm. Nothing went wrong.
So I mean, it
was
a,
yeah, the only thing that went wrong was me not lighting my charcoal right. But other than that, it was...
That other grill worked out pretty good.
Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah.
It worked out.
God, my hands reek like garlic so bad. Yeah. I've washed them like 5 times.
Sky was saying that the landslide in La Jolla was the front page of CNN.
Yeah, if you go to CNN, they have a link on their front page that says residents flee widening sinkhole. And then you click on it, and it's a story about what's going on in La Jolla. At least 20 homes evacuated.
That is nuts, man. And if you see it on the news, and you're going to, it really is unreal what's going on.
Yeah, they say the sinkhole in the middle of Soledad Mountain Road is about 12 feet deep.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Cannonball.
Right?
You know, the amazing thing about it is that it makes you go, how are they going to fix that?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anything about engineering and all that stuff, and it makes you go, how are they going to fix it?
Yeah, so they say that there's about 10 houses that could slide, and then there's 10 houses below that they can slide on top of. They say over 2,000 customers are without power because they've had to shut down the utilities in that area because obviously they run under the ground and the ground is moving. So there's really a scary situation going on there.
That's nuts.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Sean, you did a great job hosting out there, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, Sean.
I try my best.
That was awesome. Some emails rolling in from earlier. The subject is P1 Olympics. We did a Mikey Show P1 Hall of Fame Olympics earlier, and it was P1 Paparazzi, P1 Joe E. Tata, and P1 Spaceboy. And the email says, "Hey, Mikey, except for Spaceboy, the others were horrible at this."
True.
"I'm much more of a P1 than the other ones. It's embarrassing. Give me a break."
Wow.
"Spaceboy is the only real P1 Hall of Famer."
Yeah.
"Signed, P1 Southern Belle Andrea."
Oh.
How about that?
How about that? Calling her shot. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I don't think we did the legal for the 2:00.
Let's do it. Oh, we did not?
I don't think so.
We better.
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ, San Diego.
The following takes place between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m.
This email is, the subject is Shauna. The email reads, "Is she nuts out there in the sun doing a competition when she has a child?" Signed, Britney Spears.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Oh, my gosh.
Mikey, I heard you guys talking about Two Buck Chuck. Mm. It's a funny story as to why that wine is only $2. Two Buck Chuck, we were talking about this the other day. It's a wine that they sell at Trader Joe's. And if you know who Rebecca Romijn is, she just married that guy, Jerry O'Connell. Is that his name? Mm-hmm. Just married that actor, Jerry O'Connell. And apparently, Jerry O'Connell's a real cheapskate, and he didn't want to spend money buying a bunch of expensive wine for his wedding. So he went to Costco, and he bought this wine called Two Buck Chuck, and he served it. It says, "Hey, Mikey, heard you guys talking about Two Buck Chuck. It's a funny story as to why the wine is only $2. When the wine first came out, it won all kinds of awards and cost a lot more. The owner of the winery went through a nasty divorce, and the wife got all the rights to the wine. But she has to share the profits with him."
There it is.
"She dropped the price to $2 just to screw him out of any type of earnings." "Thought it was an interesting fact. Brutal. Can't wait to keep listening to this. Shut Love up. The 28-hour show. Signed, P1 Paul."
Wow.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Who knew?
I'm learning so much today.
That's right, Ash.
It's crazy.
Mikey, what happened? "Hey, gang, just wanted to let you know there's an East Coast party at my house in Florida."
What?
Wow.
"Listening online for the whole 28 hours. It's going to be awesome. Rock on." Signed, P1 Online.
Nice.
That is so cool.
We got a lot of listeners that are listening online.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the studio. You want to call us. We're going to be here for 28 hours. 570-1053 is our phone number. P1 Ray's on the line. What's up, brother?
Hey, how's it going, Mikey? Show?
Good, man.
Hey, just want you guys to know I'm up here in Seattle. I moved here about 2 months ago, and I've been a P1 for the last 2 years or so.
Uh-huh.
My family, actually. And I listen to you know, every day, or at least I try to when I wake up.
Right.
But I just want you to know I'm, you know, keeping strong here with the P1 faith, and I get more people up here to try to listen to you guys. I tell people about you and your skits every day. So.
That's awesome, dude, and that's exactly why we're doing it. So, the deal is turn on new P1s.
Oh, no, definitely.
Get new P1s to listen to the show. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, and one last thing. I just want to say hi to my family, my little sister, Joanna. So.
Cool.
And I miss San Diego.
I'll cool, man.
Sooner or later.
You got it, brother. Thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
That's cool.
It is cool. Now, this is cool because now we're getting into the afternoon time.
It's nap time.
This is usually right? When we would be napping.
Oh, man.
This is cool for me, too, because it reminds me every year when we do this of what it used to be like to do the afternoon show.
What up?
I enjoyed the afternoon show. That's how I met. That's how I met my present my wife, Skye.
Yes, on a free beer Friday.
That's right. Oh,
let's,
hey,
let's do that.
That girl's in Silver City. All right, let's hear it.
Hey now.
Yeah.
Hey now.
What would we say in San Jose? The girls of what? The girls of the yuck.
The dumpster girls.
Yes, the strip club is called the dumpster.
Yeah, let's hear that for the girls of the dumpster.
Isn't it pink something?
Pink poodle. Pink poodle. Yeah, there was a handful of them, but they were all.
I'm glad those days are over.
Oh, you're telling me.
I am very glad those
me
days are
over. Me too.
Eddie.
You're like greed.
You're so bold.
I'm a married man. That garbage. Any hoot.
Holy moly.
The latest on TMZ is that Danny Bonaducci, or is there something where you think I want to know?
Still a tool.
No, I thought you were going to talk about the Brittany K-Fed thing.
What is it?
Well, so today, you know, is another hearing, court hearing, and I guess K-Fed just arrived at the L.A. courthouse. They say he's wearing a blue shirt, a blue suit, a white shirt, and on his right eye, he's wearing a patch. They say, we're not kidding. He's wearing a patch, and then he has, like, sunglasses over it. So I don't know.
Did he get in a fight?
He's a pirate.
I don't know.
Maybe he scratched his eyeball. That's happened to me before. So.
I'll bet he got in a fight.
And they make you have to wear a patch.
With who?
I don't know, but
like
I bet.
Like a dude? Like
yeah,
a fist fight?
It sounds to me like he got into a fight, and he's putting a patch and making it look like he was injured instead of that. Looking injured will look a lot better than walking into court with a black eye and sunglasses over it. But if you put a patch, it makes it look like, oh, something's going, it must be something medical.
Yeah,
or
some eye surgery, something.
Hey, it could be something medical. I mean, I understand what you're saying, Ash, but you're giving him a big-time benefit of the doubt if you think so.
Yeah, and they say Brittany has not yet to arrive to be seen at the courthouse.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that mean she's late, or?
I don't know what time they're supposed to be there. The story was posted just a couple minutes ago, so I don't know if K-Fed's early, if she's late, if, you know, what the
It's deal. Happy hour at Gordon Beer, y'all.
Garlic fries.
I'm getting my garlic fries on.
It's half off at McDiggers.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, y'all.
$2, you call it.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Hey, let's go drink at Claim Jumper.
Yeah.
And get some apps.
Or Applebee's. I'm not real choosy.
Whatever.
Wherever they got the alcohol.
No, let's go to Applebee's. No, let's go to Claim Jumper because they got big-ass desserts.
Oh, yeah. So hungry.
I want a mud pie, y'all.
Leave her alone.
Why?
I'm hungry,
She's not
y'all.
Well right now.
I'm not well right now.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Whoa. Can I have the Jägermeister sundae?
No, wait. We don't have a Jägermeister sundae.
Can't you make one?
Well, then just give me the Jäger.
Yeah. Hold the sundae.
Yeah. I'll take a Jaeger sundae, hold the sundae.
In fact, in place of the sundae, can I get some more Jaeger?
Yeah.
Jaeger sundae, hold the Jaeger with a little bit extra Jaeger.
With a straw. Or IV.
Ew.
Oh, God. Jesus, Kevin!
Eddie, that one was too far.
I'm sorry.
Went too far.
I'm sorry.
Man.
A cop who is on site at the La Jolla sinkhole just sent me a picture.
Shut up.
You want to come see this thing, dude?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Oh. Look at that house, dude.
Oh, no. You got to see that.
He may call in.
He sent me the link.
Holy.
Oh my God.
Look at that house, bro.
Look at that.
Dude.
Site is just buckling.
That is crazy, man. How are they going to deal with that?
Why did they build on sand?
No kidding. Like, in all honesty, I have a serious question.
Oh! What?
In all honesty, I don't know anything about anything, but don't they know that? Don't they know when they build that stuff that it's not the right place?
You would think.
Well, I mean, you know, stuff happens.
I don't know. P1 drill instructor is on the line.
Yeah, how you doing, Mikey?
Pepper-fi.
Just calling to let you know that this is the first time I've ever called in. Always had a hectic schedule. I leave too early in the morning to catch the morning live, and I only record it on my MP3 player.
Mm-hmm.
You guys on my way home when Podcast. I'm off of work. So, and this is the first time, the 28-hour show I've ever called in. I've never called in before, but I love your show, and you guys rock.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Yeah! Now, if you know anybody that listens to other morning shows, the thing to do is call them, tell them to listen today.
Oh, of course. I'm trying to get my wife to become a P1, so I'm bugging her with listening to the show.
That's awesome, dude.
You guys awesome. Rock.
Thank you. Thank you, man. P1 Alicia.
Hello.
Hello, Alicia.
How are you?
Good.
I'm a new listener. I've been listening to you pretty much most of the day, and I'm just kind of curious, what's a P1? I'm not from the area, and how can I be one?
Okay, now, my question is, are you a regular listener here in San Diego?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And you're exactly the person we're trying to get, Alicia, because you listen to other shows, and we're trying to get you to listen to us, and I'm glad you're giving us a chance. And let me explain what a P1 is.
All right.
A P1 is an exclusive Mikey Show listener. So if you ever hear the word P1 when you're out and about, you see a bumper sticker, you see a T-shirt, you see whatever, and it says P1, you know that means the Mikey Show and their listeners. And basically, a P1, when they call into our show, they turn their radio down, get to the point, and don't cuss. And the other thing that they do is they listen to the show for a long period of time, not 5 minutes, not 10 minutes, but a long period of time, and they turn new people onto the show. That's the definition of a P1.
I want to be one.
You are one. As long as you do that, you are one. And that's the cool thing. You know, what we're going to do is very soon we're going to make it to where it can be official. And the reason we're going to do that is because enough P1s have asked for it, to where P1s want it to be an official thing, and we're going to do that eventually. Right now, it's just you want to be a P1. Right now, you're P1 Alicia, and that's all that matters. You listen to the Mikey Show, you're a P1 Alicia.
Yeah!
Yeah.
You got it?
Made my day.
You
but
got
can
it.
Can I ask a question? Can I?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Can I be P1 shuttlecock instead?
You got it. That's who
I
you
know,
from this point was, from I this thought, point on, you're P1 shuttlecock.
Hey.
I got the clap. Very good.
There you go. Thank you very much, Alicia.
A pleasure. You have a good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
You may want to rethink that name.
Yeah, I don't get that.
No, I kind of like it.
Really?
It's all right.
Don't you guys know what a shuttlecock is?
Sure.
No.
A shuttlecock is the thing.
We're talking Dumb Chick Challenge.
I mean, a Dumb Chick Challenge.
Yeah, see.
Save it for Dumb Chick Challenge.
The three of us know it.
Yeah. Obviously, I don't know the answer.
We'll save it for Dumb Chick.
Right. Yeah, we'll save it.
Okay, I'll just look it up right now then.
P1 Miles on the line.
Hey, fools, I got a quick question for you. You ever hear about the lady that her husband left her for the better-looking, younger-looking secretary? He called her from the Caribbean, called his ex-wife, said, could you sell my Porsche? Send
that,
me money.
Yeah, that
and
guy later went on to
dollar?
He created $2 Chuck.
That's $2 Chuck.
I ruined it.
Fools fell for that. Only one.
Jerk. P1 Mark?
Yeah, how you doing, Mikey?
What's up, brother?
Hey, you still want to know about that sinkhole?
Yeah.
Basically, when they build the land, they have land engineers that come out and test it, and, you know, they make sure it's fine. And so then we have to dig the dirt out even deeper and pack it all in. What usually happens is a water line or even an underwater river will form and basically wash all that dirt away, and then that's how you get all, you know, that big sinkhole. It all just sinks down into it. So
what about an idea like filling it with something like cement so that it's firm?
You don't want to do that. Basically, you just take good dirt and you fill it and you pack it really hard. If you pack dirt hard enough and you keep it mixed with water just right, it's just as strong as cement.
Sky.
You don't need to fill it with cement. So
do you know what they're going to do to fix this from this point on? Like, do they have to rip down those houses?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, you have to rip all that out because you have to dig down to where it's firm again. So in order to fix that, because I work for a land grading company, you would have to dig down deep enough until you found firm ground. And If it's deep enough, I mean, they might not even be able to rebuild on that. It just all depends. I mean, we're talking millions of dollars of work, too.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and Mike, I printed you an email regarding insurance coverage, because earlier this morning you were asking about insurance coverage, and a P1 wrote in.
Cool. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
No problem, man. Later.
Let's see. says, hey, I'm enjoying the 28-hour show, watching the news story at the same time about the sinkhole. Heard you guys wondering if insurance would cover the house sliding. Regular home insurance would not cover the house slide because it is considered an act of God. You would have to have separate sinkhole slash landslide insurance through a company like Lloyd's of London, but it would be very expensive. So at this point, the people whose house is sliding have basically just lost their house. Hope this helps, and keep up the great show. Good luck in the dance-off. Also, that's signed P1 Hillary. I'll tell you what, man. If that's you horrible. If you're a person that prays, pray for those families, man, because that is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
That is brutal. Let's see. I think we have Clint on the inside line. And the reason that I want to talk to Clint is because we are raising money for Children's Hospital. And Clint has very, very personal experience with Children's Hospital. Ash. So I want to talk to him about his experience. Clint, are you there?
Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm up here at Disneyland with my boys and my wife.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, you know, I know you guys are doing something really good for Children's Hospital.
Yeah, I just said that you... You have a very personal relationship with Children's Hospital, and I wanted you, and Clint is our afternoon guy. By the way, thank you for letting us take over your show for today, and Missy, if you're listening, thank you for letting us take over your show, and later
well,
on,
Mikey,
Robin Roth.
I can't speak for Missy, but I can say that our ratings have never been better as of today, so thank you.
That's funny. Go ahead, Clint, but tell us your story about your experience with Children's.
I'll tell you, you know, when Gavin, our younger son, was 8 weeks old, he was diagnosed with pyloric stenosis, which is the kind of like a valve, a flap in the stomach that doesn't allow the food to go all the way through. And so he has basically considered having severe acid reflux 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the first 2 months of your life.
That's awful.
Yeah, so he was sleeping about, I don't know, we were sleeping probably 2 hours a night with him. He's crying about maybe 18 hours a day, and we kept, you know, talking to the doctor about, hey, we need to do this, and it's not just him being a fussy baby. It's trauma, it's pain, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we were at the third floor at Children's Hospital. He got an ultrasound, and within 2 hours of that ultrasound, Children had him in surgery and basically cured with the surgery of pyloric stenosis. And within a week later, he is a whole different baby. I mean, he's one of the best kids ever. And going into Children's, they knew we were nervous, you know, about an eight-week-old going under anesthesia, and they were just so kind and just helpful. And as a result of you guys, another story, as a result of you guys last year, or has it been a year since you guys did that big poll and got all that money raised for him?
Yeah, about a year.
My wife actually was compelled to have some money deducted from her account each month because of the work that you guys did last year with Children.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. And, you know, Dylan as well. He had a choking episode when he was 9 weeks old. My older son, who's now 3.5. Children, man, they really took care of him when we went in there. And I remember this nurse that was so friendly to him and to us and made us feel comfortable. And, you know, it's just, if I were to say that you pick anything to give to, maybe even this entire year, I would say Children's, because it's such a good thing.
That's awesome, dude. And I want to encourage people exactly the same way. Exactly what happened to Clint's son really could happen to any of us with a child. And I'm so stoked, dude, and I'm so happy for you guys that your son is doing okay. And listen, man, thank you for coming on and telling us your story.
Hey, absolutely, and I'll be in tonight. I want to enjoy the movie with you guys, the movie.
Very nice, bro. We'll see you tonight.
See ya.
All right, man. That's Clint. He's our afternoon guy. And I'll tell you what, none of us want to have to use Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. None of us want to have to take our kid to Children's Hospital. But when we do, it's great to know that they have experts there, and with help from people like us, people like you, you know, you can make a difference in helping these kids out. Getting a lot of emails.
Want to let them know how to donate?
Yeah, either go to MikeyShow.com or come down here to the radio station. You can do it either way. So MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com or Rock1053.com, or you can actually come down here to the radio station and you can do it that way.
Where are we located, Mike?
9660 Granite Ridge Drive.
And there's an awesome T-shirt involved, too.
Yeah, if you donate $50 or more, we'll give you a T-shirt, limited edition, Mikey Show 28-hour show T-shirt. It's great. It really is awesome. It's on the website right now, too, by the way. So if you want to look at the T-shirt
it's
and see what it looks
too.
Like.
We made it bigger for you.
Oh, nice. Aww. Nice. It's so annoying to get emails and IMs from Rollo while I'm on the air.
Rollo?
Trying
yeah,
to work.
Rollo, call in.
He's,
no,
ugh.
Call in.
What? I thought that's where we were going with that.
No.
Ugh, he is so annoying.
How's that guy doing?
I don't know. In fact, I don't know how he's doing. In fact, I don't know how his team is doing in the fantasy football league. I really don't. Because I know he didn't get to cheat this year, and he does
oh,
really well.
Oh, no.
Well, that's
he
no
does,
fun.
No, he does really well when he cheats.
Uh-huh.
Duh.
And so I'm not sure how he's doing this year. The Rockies are playing the Phillies and winning right now in Philly 4-2.
That's great.
The Rockies are winning?
Rockies are beating the Phillies.
What?
Oh.
It's called a little momentum. Rob, look into
just,
it.
Hold on. I just
okay. Why don't you look into it?
That's right.
I'm looking into it right now.
Yeah.
Momentum.com.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rockies yeah. Right there.
Yeah.
Mini, wow. Mini.
You are smart.
P1, don't tase me, bro, is on the line.
Yes.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Don't tase me, bro.
Are you there?
Don't tase me, bro.
What's up?
Hey, first of all, congratulations on the victory today.
Thank you, man.
What up?
And then next, I wanted to let you know that I was going to do it anyway. I've been doing it for a couple weeks and I wanted to, but I went out and bought a new TV for the movies tonight.
Nice.
Wow.
I went out and spent probably about $5,000 to $6,000 on a TV and
Whoa.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. Now, do you have Top Gun and Footloose?
I've got Top Gun on 3 copies of VHS and 2 DVDs, one special edition, one standard.
Yep.
I've been watching that since day one. So.
Who brought the movies? Eddie, did you bring them?
Yeah.
Okay, now, let's. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, don't tase me, bro. Let me take a look at what Eddie has, because I want to read them to people and let them know exactly what version of the movie you're going to want.
Right.
We have the wide, I'm talking Top Gun now, we have the widescreen special collector's edition.
All that means, though, is that it's got the extra disc of extras. Like the movie's the same.
Okay.
So as long as you have Top Gun on DVD, you should be fine.
Yeah, I'm hoping that all the menus are all the same for the main movie and the whole deal.
Hopefully.
Okay, what about Footloose?
Footloose is the Netflixed version, so it's just...
It's just Footloose.
It's just
general.
Straight up Footloose. Yeah. Special Collector's Edition. And you're going to want to get a hold of it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, Boston Rob.
Has everybody on the show seen both the movies?
Yeah,
of course.
No.
I have never seen Footloose.
Me okay, me neither.
You've never seen Footloose?
I've never seen Footloose.
Wow, you're in for a treat.
Oh, it's good time.
You know, I actually really enjoyed doing Karate Kid without ever seeing it. It was way more fun doing that process without ever seeing it.
Well, Mike, you know, when you got a town that won't allow you to dance, you got a real issue, buddy.
Okay? I think I must have seen like little bits and pieces.
You had to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dancing on the tracks.
I know he's like in an empty factory dancing.
Yeah. It's a barn, I think.
Is it a barn?
Yeah, and then the chicken game he has is one of the most exciting scenes ever filmed.
Right, gets your heart pumping.
Yeah.
Boston Rob, Rollo is trying to call.
Oh, can you IM me his number because the phones are clogged?
Can I IM you his number?
Yeah, and I'll get him on.
Well, I think he's probably trying right now. You could probably answer the phone and he'll be there. This is what I'm saying. We're getting Gary, P1 Gary, to bring us food tonight, and this guy is going all out. Let me tell you about P1 Gary.
Yeah.
P1 Gary is a competitive barbecue guy. He does it competitive. He gets into competitions.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
So, and he does real good at them, at these competitions. And he is a really cool guy. He's the guy that I met in the parking lot at Stater Brothers that was just a cool guy.
Oh,
like,
okay.
And he ordered from eBay for me a LaDainian Tomlinson onesie for Jake. Mm-hmm. Just because he was a nice guy.
So sweet.
Well, he is going to bring what's he bringing, Eddie? Brisket.
You name it, man. This guy's going off.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be eating real good tonight.
It's going to be nice.
Wow. Love barbecue.
P1, Rizzle Drizzle is on the line.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, dude?
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know I've been recruiting all day today. I went to school, and a bunch of my buddies are listening to the show live on the laptop, and they love it, man. We're going to go down this line and watch Top Gun and the other movie, Footloose. And
there you go.
It's going to be awesome.
Very nice, dude. Awesome. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you for calling in. Courtney Love has blogged about Dave Grohl. What has Courtney Love said about Dave Grohl? Especially, I want to know this, especially because in the new album, he talks about her in a song called Let It Die.
Right.
In fact, I'll play a little bit of it. While you're playing while you're reading the story, I'm going to give you a little bit of this song. Oh, no. Ash?
Uh-oh.
Ash, where's songs?
Songs.
I don't know how to do this, but usually when I go to that second page back there, there's songs for me. And I can pick songs.
Hey, Budweiser.
Hey, Bud.
Oh, there
he Budweiser's
is.
Here.
That's Bud's for you.
Hey.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, how you doing?
His sweet baby face.
You're a
face.
Good-looking kid. You have a sweet baby face. It's the kind of face that
that only a mother could love.
Or a bear.
Or a bear.
Oh, no. Oh,
I don't get it.
You knew
Eddie.
That one was coming.
You don't get that?
Yeah, why would you say a bear?
Oh, well, it's a funny story.
Oh, no.
I don't think
no,
we've ever told this story before.
No, there's no reason to get into it again.
Here's the deal, Mike.
Let's wait till 3:30 in the morning. 3:30 in the morning. How about that? I'll be here. That's cool, right?
What's the story?
Our former assistant producer was known as Boy Blunder,
there it is. Yeah.
Who is
That's
now
song,
the afternoon show producer. Yes. He's known as Budweiser now.
True.
Yes.
He once told us a story on the air that was fascinating and yet riveting. About how when he was a Boy Scout, he was camping with some friends and had a bear maul his face.
That's not what I said.
Completely,
wow.
Completely
I mean,
off.
Wow, but
Sean,
his,
completely
I,
off.
But his face
I know,
fine.
I know he's ugly, but I
hey,
mean.
Hey, hang on a second.
No, he's gorgeous.
Did it maul
he's
his
gorgeous.
Face?
He's gorgeous. Don't say that.
That's he not what I said.
He absolutely said.
Yeah, that's the story.
That it mauled his face.
I don't remember. You tell it.
Ah, yes.
Why?
Reel him in, Eddie.
Why did you do this?
Tell the story.
You guys were talking about Courtney Love
tell
and having fun.
I don't know what you mean.
Tell the story.
Strap yourselves in.
We were on a camping trip up in the Sierras, and it was me and a bunch of Boy Scouts. Bears are a concern up there.
What, Ashley?
Oh, I was just saying you were in the Boy Scouts.
He was in the Boy Scouts.
I was
in
the Eagle Scouts.
Why is that so hard?
Why is that so funny?
No, that's so cool.
There was something. Am I imagining? There was something to that, right?
No, she
no.
just said it's cool.
No
anyway.
One was right. imagining you in those shorts
hot.
At all.
Hot. That's
anyway.
Hot.
Anyway.
With that little tie.
Right.
That you guys wear.
And those kerchief. Extra high tube socks.
Yeah, with the kerchief.
Yes, the kerchief.
And and the shoes that almost look like cleats.
And the cool patches
you, have to wear
you get.
Were you a Boy Scout or a Wee Below?
I was both.
A Wee Below.
I was
a
wee
below, but they don't fall down.
Well, that's a weeble, but he's
who
that
you blow?
Well, wait,
I
so you were a wee below.
Thank you.
I went through the entire scout program.
Yeah,
you
I
did.
See.
Man,
I see.
Awesome.
Were you when you ended it? Were you like wow. a black belt or what was it?
Yeah, what's the no. highest rank?
Well, were you molested?
No, I was not.
Eddie,
I was not
Eddie,
molested.
Why would you even?
Well, isn't that like the top honor?
That's not a rank in the Boy Scouts.
No.
It's not a rank.
No, it's
that's
it's,
not how you salute either.
No, that's
no.
not it.
Okay.
No.
Gosh.
There you go.
Anyway.
Anyway, yeah. We were up in the High Sierras. We were camping out.
Oh, my God.
Big old hike and everything. And
and what happened?
I was so tired from the day's hike.
Oh,
I
yeah.
just crashed early oh. after eating my little bit of dinner, whatever it was.
Right.
Because I have no idea.
Oh.
Wait. And apparently when you're up in the High Sierras, you're supposed to lift up your food on the tree or whatever, and I didn't
But
do
you
that.
Guys were like, we're Boy Scouts. Yeah. We don't need to do that.
No, it's not
we're
that.
We're black belts.
Yeah.
I have to do
we're
that.
We're
just
black belt Boy Scouts.
No.
We'll just secretly touch the bear.
No. No, I was just
will
so tired.
Get off of it?
It's well known, Mike.
Anyway, I'm awakened. I was awakened at about 2 in the morning by a bunch of, like, pots and pans.
Really?
Clinging together. Right.
Yeah.
And people blowing their whistles because they're...
Whistles?
Yes.
Like rape whistles?
Have we ever heard whistles before?
Yeah, I don't know. He's mentioned the whistle.
Well, a whistle. As a matter of fact, a whistle is in your list of 10 essentials, so every Boy Scout had to have one. Because in case you get lost in the woods...
This is the new part to the story.
Story changes every time.
It's the best. It's the best. It's, the best. It's a new nugget. New nugget.
I forget little details like that, and then I remember them.
I'm being raped by a bear.
Bear is raping me.
Bear rape.
No. That's not what
rape.
That's not what...
Use some lube.
Eddie.
Anyway, I'm awakened by all this
like sleeping
racket.
In your full-on Boy Scout outfit.
You don't have to wear the outfit.
Always be prepared, right?
You don't have to wear the outfit.
That's like your motto.
Well, yeah, it is, but it's not.
Make up your mind, bro.
Figure it out, man.
So you wake up.
I wake up.
And you've got, like, omelet all over your face.
No, I don't.
I thought that was a deal. Like, you had omelet in your beard.
It's donut glaze.
Apparently, what I had done the night before because...
I heard it was pizza butter. You dropped Tasty Cream all over your...
You were marinating in teriyaki sauce.
Do you want me to tell the story or not?
Yes.
Because I don't want to.
Spit it out.
You were drip drying after a Jell-O bath.
What does that even mean?
No, you know.
I guess I had some food left over on my face.
Now, what was
what?
In your beard?
I don't know. It might have been peanut butter.
Now he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
For dinner?
Wasn't it like pasta sauce last time?
I don't know what it was. What was it? What was in there, for real? Was it peanut butter?
In your goatee?
Definitively.
I was 14. It was a beard.
He had a full beard then.
You had peanut butter for dinner?
Well, you had like those peanut butter and crackers like, little things.
For dinner?
Yeah. You have a couple of them. You have like a sheath of Ritz crackers. And
well, a growing sheath? Boy needs those things.
Sheath, by the way.
Then what happened?
Well, apparently, when I was asleep, this was told to me by the other scouts and whatnot. That,
you'll never believe what happened, Rick. Rick, wake
that
up.
While I was asleep, a bear was licking my face.
While you were sleeping.
And that didn't wake you up.
No, it didn't wake me up.
And you never saw the bear.
He was in a slumber.
I saw the bear, like, eventually. Like, later on that morning.
It was Sean in an outfit.
Oh, no.
The biggest horse's ass in the world.
Yes.
It's my Sean.
Turns out it was Sean, a
furry. 1 point, Eddie.
Sorry, bro.
It was a furry eating your face.
I would never lick his face.
Who knows what you guys are into?
That's it? That's the bear story, yes.
I thought you got your face eaten. What happened?
I did not get my face eaten. I never said my face changes every time.
Didn't he say the bear came back?
It did. It came back later on.
And you chased it off.
What, jelly?
No.
You killed it with your hands and you have its hide now.
No.
It was a white bear. Sometimes he makes love on the bearskin rug that he made out of the second bear that came back.
It was a couple of little baby cubs that wandered over a cat.
Wait.
And they were trying
to get another baby cub.
Now there's not just one. Now there's more than one.
Baby there were two.
Multiple bears.
Cubs. There were two bears cubs. Feeding off his face.
Grazing off of his face.
Yeah.
No,
and
not
raping him.
Yeah.
Raping his face.
While his Boy Scout friends blew rape whistles.
What the?
I thought you guys were all black belts. Why are you blowing whistles? You should be doing like your moves or
Why
something.
Why do you bother with this
That's
story
the worst.
Anymore?
What kind of troop were you in, bro?
People.
All right, so this is the song.
Wow.
This is the song that Dave Grohl just wrote about. What is going on here?
What's going on, Mike?
Everything's like weird. I don't like how everything is different
Sabotage.
Today. Why is it different today?
It shouldn't be.
I got it.
Okay. I need to know what's going
on. Turn my mic off.
Thanks.
Bloodshot eyes.
Rob just upped the song.
Are you kidding me?
Why did he do that?
I mean, I wonder why.
I wonder why. I wonder why.
You gotta be the biggest fool.
Why'd you do that?
Get him, Eddie.
Hey, hold on.
First you cussed earlier this morning.
Right? What was that about?
I couldn't help it. Mikey almost broke my pinky.
Oh. Don't you clutch up, Manny Ramirez.
F-word.
What, now I'm supposed to start it over again?
Oh, it was just to the good part.
Hey, dude, it's a good song.
Lost the momentum.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Over.
It's over.
Sky, talk about what was going
on. Stupid Rob.
You ruined everything.
You're the worst.
And then bring that back.
You always ruin stuff.
Now, why do you always... Go ahead.
You don't even care that your Red Sox are playing today.
You miniature person.
The Red Sox are playing today.
Okay. So basically the deal is, like Mikey said, this new song that Dave wrote.
Hey, you should get a bunch of other guys together and form like a Kiss tribute band.
That already exists, Mike. That market has already been cast.
Oh, they do that already?
Yeah.
Oh, I doubt that.
Yeah, they're called Mini Kiss.
Oh, I must have saw that somewhere.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, so anyways.
Well, they're all pretty hostile hotheads, you know.
Well, you're a hothead, Rob.
They fit right in.
That is the truth.
Maybe do like mini zap or something.
I'm not a hothead.
Bunch of clowns.
So like Mikey said, Dave Grohl, new Foo Fighters song, allegedly about Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain and their drug use and everything. And so Courtney Love was just put up a blog on her MySpace page where she says, quote, "As for that drummer, well, he's hit on me so many times. He's just a very, very conflicted guy about me, which is why he continually writes songs about me to hear he hates me more than anyone else." She goes on to then start talking about how Kurt Cobain loathed Dave Grohl and that he actually even made a supplement to his will that would state that Dave Grohl is no longer a member of Nirvana. She goes on to say she just ignores the guy and will continue to do that.
I wonder if that's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
If it is true, and I'm Dave Grohl, I would feel foolish. If it was true.
That Kurt hated him?
Yeah. Because this whole time, you know, Dave Grohl's doing this thing that seems very noble for the cause of Kurt Cobain. Like, man, Courtney, you're his ex-wife, and all you try to do is rip him off, take advantage of him while he's dead, sell out on him. Uh-huh. He would never do this. And I'm going to stand up for him as his friend and say, you're wrong. I can't believe you would do that. And then she's like, you know he hated you, right?
Oh, that's so brutal.
You know he thought you were a turd.
That's so brutal.
Like, put in his will, ixnay on the Ave Dole Gray. hated you.
Yeah.
Like, that would be bad.
That would be very, very bad.
That'd be embarrassing.
Yeah. So, drama.
Yeah, it's a lot of drama. It's a lot of drama. Why don't we do something like this?
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ San Diego.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m.
9 hours.
Oh, man.
We've done 9 hours.
Cakewalk.
Yeah, only 19 hours left.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're not halfway there yet.
Yeah. That's not cool. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
We're like a third of the way.
I want to let people know, you know, where we are.
Hey, bro.
We're not close to halfway.
Don't tase me, bro.
We're not close to halfway there. Rolo's on the line.
Oh, yay.
Dude, what's up with you talking trash on me freaking week after week and you never leave the phones open so I can call in and be like, what the
hell? Leave her alone.
Huh?
I never leave. What do you mean? I never leave the phones open. You can call anytime you want.
You know what you mean, Mike.
What are you talking?
Closing up the phones on my friend.
Oh, you too with your New England garbage.
Listen to this. We got the Sox in the playoffs. The Pats are guaranteed to go 16-0 the way they're flying. Hey,
jinx.
Look at it like
you just jinxed them. Hey, Rolo,
you can't call that.
Way to go.
Rolo, way to go. You just jinxed your team.
Hey, I don't need the jinx. There's no need to jinx when it's going to happen. Don't be mad.
I'm telling you, first Babe Ruth did it to you, now you.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Did you get that black and silver that you've been starting to buy because you're hopping on the Raider wagon? What's up, huh?
What, the Raider wagon? What does that even mean?
Is your wheels off the Charger wagon because they're so horrible this year? I know it is.
The wheels aren't off. We're still supporting, bro.
Yeah, whatever, dude. That's what that email, dude. Hey, you know, the Raiders are looking kind of good this year. Maybe I should pick up Culpepper. Yeah, whatever. There it is.
What are you talking about?
Idiot.
The email you sent me. Don't lie. You can't hide it.
Send me the email that I sent you saying I should pick up Culpepper.
I'll send it to you. I'll send it back. Don't worry about it. I'll get it to you. How many hours you guys got left?
Wow.
He's my favorite.
You're more of a beating than Attorney Vanessa.
No way.
He's respectful to the public.
No, he's not.
He's a good kid.
He's a beating. He is.